We had done the Shastra. We were doing Utsaha. We shall soon go to the Guru. And then we shall go to Kala. These are the four aids of which Sri Aurobindo has spoken. The Shastra, the science of the processes and the operations that govern the yoga leading towards realization. Utsaha is the effort, the enthusiasm on the part of the pupil which will uplift or which uplifts itself so that the teacher can lead the individual forward towards the realization. What is the place of this aspiration from the pupil? Aspiration that makes you make an effort. What is the role of effort in the process of yoga? This is the question. We are almost finished it, but not fully. Therefore, I would like to revise it. We shall put our spots on the right points. Sri Aurobindo spoke of three stages. There are three stages, and Sri Aurobindo tells us the role of effort in each one of the three stages. There is a wrong notion that the divine exists, he does everything, therefore if I have to do yoga, he will make me do it. He does everything. If he wants that I should do yoga, he will make me do yoga. Very often this is taken as an excuse for not doing our effort on our part. He will do everything. If he is doing everything, he will do this also. This is an ignorant reaction to a profound truth. You know, when a truth is spoken but at the wrong place, then truth becomes falsehood. It is true that everything is done by the divine. But we have to see how the divine does everything . What is the complexity of that action? And if you don't say the complexity, then we are not saying the truth as a whole. The divine is, of course, the initiator, performer, the result, all that is the divine. It is true that if he wants, it will be done. But in our ignorance, we do not know that he wants it. Therefore, we must say also that if you really want to speak the truth, you should not merely say, if he wants, it will be done. It is an incomplete statement. We must find out whether he really wants or not. To make a full statement, you should not say, if he wants. The moment you say, if he wants, it means you are ignorant. Therefore, your statement is incomplete. You should find out whether he wants. So even to go from this state to that state, you have to make an effort. You must know that he really wants it. I had told you last time I had drawn a diagram. I may not be able to repeat the same diagram in the same way because I don't have my notes with me. But I had spoken of, let us say this is the divine power. It is this power which is working everywhere. All over, it is working everywhere. But I have told you that at a certain stage, this divine power creates a blockage. It is also created by itself. The blockade also is created by the divine power. But it introduces the element of complexity. There is a difference between divine power manifesting unobstructed and the divine power manifesting through a blockade. There is a knot, or there are series of knots which are created because of this blockade. Each knot is what is called the ego. Each one of them, one of us is, each one of us is this ego. Now, because of this egoistic knot, the force which should really proceed smoothly, unobstructed, gets twisted all over. It doesn't move smoothly. That is why we see in this world not a direct manifestation of the divine. All kinds of twists are present in this manifestation. Therefore, this world is full of difficulties, obstructions, phenomena of incapacity, of death, pain. All these phenomena result from this central thread of ego. So we have to examine that although power is at work always behind, it is moving in us through a twist. As a result, this twist has three elements in it. First, this ego ignorantly thinks
that this power is its power.
It does not recognize that there is a supreme power which is behind it. On the contrary, it says, this power which is moving in me is my power. It does not recognize the superior power behind. As a result, the greatness, the supremacy of this power is narrowed down. So that power itself becomes diminished. The second result is that there is a resistance to this power. Whatever power comes from above is resisted. There is an opposite movement. So not only is the power diminished because of the egoistic idea that the power comes from myself, but the power is also resisted. This is the second result. And third result is that the ego builds up a wall. The power is diminished, power is resisted, and thirdly, the ego builds up like a spider, a small home for itself, a fortress is built up. In that fortress, if you listen to the music of that fortress, you will find only one word or two words being hummed all the time. I am doing, I am doing, I am doing. I am the doer, I am the doer, I am the doer. Now, because of this constant music which is going on, my constant belief is I am the doer. When I am told divine is the doer and the divine is the entire doer, when it does not want to do anything, he says, let divine do it. Not that it really believes that the divine is the doer. It wants to resist it. For resisting, it says, if the divine is the doer, let him do it. Then I don't want to do anything. But inwardly, the belief is, I am the doer. That belief is not cancelled. It is only in answer, you are only using the words of wisdom. Not out of your real conviction that the divine is the doer. Your conviction is, I am the doer. If this conviction is lost, and if you really say the divine is the doer, then of course the consequences absolutely perfect. The divine will certainly do and is always doing whatever is to be done. But because this strong conviction operates, we have to deal with it in that state of consciousness, and therefore the element of effort is needed. All effort is necessitated on account of this false idea, I am the doer. If this false idea is removed, then there is no place for the effort. The role of the effort is a resultant of this consciousness, I am the doer. Therefore, if you want to put yourself in the right conditions, you must start by saying that I have to make an effort. You have to work on the contrary. I have to make the effort.